An entitled Karen intentionally blocks traffic on the road in the most petty way possible, refusing to move her car so that a truck could get through. And as a result, traffic piled up in such a way that caused everybody to be late, both going on and off the highway. And I seriously can't believe all that went down. Here's what happened. So this just happened yesterday, and I thought I would share this ridiculous entitlement. So I work as a parcel courier for a company that deals in internationally shipped packages, and I was working my route as normal and was about an hour into my route, and I was in a particularly good mood. That is, until I reached a certain intersection where I met the entitled Karen of this story. So for context, the street I was on is very odd. On one side of the road are residential houses and some buildings with businesses and apartments on the top floors. And on the other side was a state highway that has a lot of traffic coming off the highway, as well as cars coming from other streets to get on said highway, since it's one of the only points of entry unless you take a detour. It is a massive pain and the infrastructure is not ideal, but everyone knows what to do to ensure a quick and effective commute. So the intersection that I mentioned is somewhat narrow, simply because of all the snow that has accumulated there. The entitled Karen is on the left turn lane at the front of the traffic, and a semi-truck is making a left turn onto the street since he wanted to get on the highway, and this is where the entitlement starts. As I have said, the road is narrow due to the snow, and the semi couldn't turn unless the entitled Karen reversed their car. I saw this coming, but the semi-truck driver made the mistake of thinking that this entitled Karen would do anything a rational person would do and decided to make his turn. As expected, he could not complete his turn due to the Karen just sitting there. Every driver behind the entitled Karen started to back up in reverse because, you know, people have places to be, and this semi-truck has got to get going. Now, I kid you not, there is literally about 15 feet of space for her to back up her vehicle and allow this gentleman and his giant semi to complete his turn. So what do you think this entitled Karen does? Well, you guessed it, she did nothing. She literally just sits there for about 15 seconds, mind you, and the semi-truck driver gives her a couple of honks because at this point, it's too late for him to do anything else. So now the semi-truck and his trailer are blocking the intersections, and traffic is starting to build up from people coming off the highway, and people are just trying to get on the highway as well. The guy honks his horn longer this time, and that's when this entitled Karen does something that I honestly never expected, that angered everybody around her and truly showed exactly who she is. Upon hearing these honks, as well as the traffic all around her, this degenerate piece of garbage actually puts her car in park and jumps on her phone. Luckily, I didn't have to turn at the intersection, and there was a way to maneuver around the semi at the green light, but it was extremely dangerous because the people turning left couldn't see us trying to pass. So I get to the front and the light turns red, leaving me side by side to this Karen. I get out of my van furious as I see her tapping away on her phone. I knock on her window and she looks at me and I yell and gesture to let her know that she has got to back up. The truck has nowhere to go. This trailer trash entitled Karen keeps her windows rolled up and starts screaming that she got here first, pointing and gesturing angrily to the ground. At this point, the semi-driver starts inching closer to try and scare her into backing up, but she simply won't budge. I yell at her this time and I say, "He can't go anywhere. You have to back up. Traffic is completely blocked off here." But she just ignores me. I look up at the semi-truck driver. I throw my hands up and I shrug my shoulders to let him know that this idiot isn't moving. The light turned green and I went on my way. I made a few more deliveries, and about 10 to 15 minutes have passed since the start of this whole debacle. I went back to the street on the opposite side of the clog to see if this was resolved in any kind of way. And as you could probably guess, traffic was completely clogged and completely messed up. I didn't even see the highway, but I'd assume that there was a line of cars trying to exit onto that street. Unfortunately, I didn't have time to stick around and see what happened, as I did have to go back to my route. So I didn't see the conclusion of this idiotic situation. But I'm guessing the semi-truck driver called the cops, and I wish I had turned left at that intersection just to see the cops chew this entitled Karen out. So please, don't be like this person, and consider every person on the road. It's been over 24 hours since this happened, and I'm honestly still fuming at this entitled Karen. That is honestly absolutely ridiculous, and completely unacceptable. I mean, seriously, how hard is it to just back up your car? Like, she's literally just parked in the middle of the road, refusing to allow this guy to turn in and just go on his way. And from the sounds of it, this really is a busy road and a busy highway in general. Because she was so selfish, she probably backed up traffic most likely for miles, especially if this intersection truly is as congested as they implied. Hopefully some kind of repercussions came her way, because I can't even believe for a second that what she did is legal. There has got to be some kind of law that is going to come back and bite her simply because she decided to be incredibly selfish. If you like Am I the Jerk, you're probably going to love Am I the Genius. Check it out, link down below in the description. An entitled customer yelled at me at full voice at my cash register, and as a result, I spent the rest of my shift trying not to cry, and it was honestly all so devastating. Here's what happened. So there was a lady who came into my store, into my line, and she was already in a bad mood. She started complaining about how the people on the floor were no help at all to her when she was trying to find what she needed. The whole time I was calm and I just wanted to get her checked out as smoothly as possible. But of course, something had to go wrong. I wasn't able to scan one of her items up because there was no barcode on it. Usually what happens is I get a manager, they bring up the barcode sheet, or I go get the sticker from the display. I'm not allowed to leave the register, so I tell the lady reluctantly that I would have to get a manager to ring it up. And that's when she just explodes on me and says to just forget it. She slams her items down on the counter and says to cancel the transaction. Then she said she's going to call the store and have me get in trouble for not doing my job. And then she just leaves. Now, there was a huge line and it was around Christmas time. I just started ringing people up as normal. I was in shock for a good 5 minutes, like no reaction at all. Then suddenly it all hit me. And all of a sudden, I was struggling to hold back tears. I had never tried so hard in my life to hold back tears because I was surrounded by all these people trying to check out. But eventually, I just couldn't hold it in and I started crying, like tears on the counter, not even being able to say a word because I was crying more and more. Also, what was weird was that all of these people had seen what happened and they had seen me crying right now, and not one single person even mentioned what was going on. I know I shouldn't expect anyone to say anything really, but I've seen other people talking about how they've dealt with rude customers, and other people might at least throw some kind of sympathetic glance their way, but no one in this line cared. It was so weird to have all these people just check out like normal, as if nothing had just happened. I really just wanted to leave and go cry alone, but I had this huge line to take care of. Also, one of my managers was standing close by the entire time. I'm still confused if he actually saw what happened or not, but I remember once as I was crying, we made eye contact, and he had this blank look on his face. It was so strange. I was trying to call him over without making a scene to ask if I could go into the back, but he didn't get any of my signals clearly. I guess too much was going on with so many people in the store, and maybe I was being too discreet. I had my break soon and I cried during that, and after that I was able to come back and work without crying throughout my shift. It honestly feels really bad looking back on that situation, thinking that either no one had any sympathy for me or no one seemed to notice. This mainly applies to the managers. I feel like they should have at least been more aware of what was going on, since one of them was pretty close by to me and there was another one fairly close by as well. It was all incredibly upsetting, and I really hope I never deal with something like that ever again. Yeah, that's never a good experience. Whenever a customer gets up in your face and they're screaming and they're angry because they're not getting their way, it really can shake you to your core. Like, I don't care who you are. I know when I've worked in customer service, I've had to deal with some pretty crazy people who had every intention of making my life a living nightmare simply because they weren't getting what they want. And honestly, when you act like that in public towards someone who has nothing to do with your experience, it's not only incredibly cringy, but it's also just so rude. I mean, it's hard enough having to do the job that these people are doing, but to get told off constantly simply because a barcode is missing and these people have to follow protocol is all just absolutely unacceptable. And that customer is 100% at fault. So honestly, hopefully the original poster is okay by this point, because getting talked to like that is honestly the worst. And I really do hope that they never have to deal with that ever again. My girlfriend wants to set a boundary with me that I feel is completely unreasonable, and it really bothers me, and at this point I just don't know what to do. So for a bit of context, my friend and I work in the same area, but different companies altogether. This leads to us spotting each other from time to time. The most common way one of us gets spotted is while on a street that can be seen from the other office window. Anyways, the first time I spotted my friend through the window, I took a picture of him and sent it to our group chat. This started a tradition of us sending a snap of the other person every time we see them in the wild. With that out of the way, this is the situation. Yesterday, my colleague, let's call her Jane, that's not her real name, had lunch at the the lunch cafe near our office. Our team, which is about 6 people, go to this cafe every Wednesday. It's become a tradition at this point. However, yesterday we were the only ones at the office, so we were the only ones at the cafe at the moment. My friend happened to walk by, saw us through the window, and sent a snap to our group. When I came home, my girlfriend immediately asked who the girl in the picture was. She sounded upset, and I told her that it was Jane from work and that we were out for lunch. I also told her that we usually go to this place on Wednesdays with the entire team, but on this day, it just so happened to be only me and Jane at the office. My girlfriend thought it through and basically told me, "Okay, I trust you, but in the future, could you refrain from going out for lunch if it's only you and your female colleague?" Now, when she said this, I was a bit taken back. My girlfriend has never shown any jealousy in any kind of way. I guess because she really hasn't needed to. Just to make sure I understood what she was saying, she told me, "It's just weird, you know, I just find it weird." To which I said that I don't know, I don't think it's weird at all. To me, it's more weird that she thinks it's weird. I asked her if she would mind if I had lunch alone with my other colleague who's a guy. She said, "No, that's okay, it's not the same." I then asked her if she was okay with me grabbing lunch with my childhood friend who's a female. And she also said, "Of course, she has a boyfriend and you've known her for ages." This made me feel even more conflicted, as she acknowledges that I can hang out alone with a woman, with it being non-romantic, yet she doesn't want me to do that with my colleague. After discussing this for about an hour, I just told her, "I won't avoid hanging out with someone just because she's a woman, and I think expecting that from me is unreasonable." This made her very angry. She more or less told me that it's, for one, not unreasonable, it's just common sense, and also that me not respecting her boundaries tells her that I don't respect her enough to show basic human decency. We ended up agreeing to disagree and discuss this again at a later point. We then went on to order takeaway and watch Netflix for the rest of the day. Now, for a bit of context, we've been together for almost 4 years. We live together, and she has never shown any signs of jealousy before that at all. What can I do to handle this situation? I want to respect my girlfriend's boundaries, but in this case, I just don't think it's reasonable. But I don't know how to argue that without coming off as disrespectful or selfish. What should I do?
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I think the first thing that you probably already know is that she probably had some kind of knee-jerk reaction to seeing you with another woman in a picture, and that was probably what upset her the most. But in my opinion, when it comes to colleagues, and the fact that you have a good relationship going with your girlfriend, and it doesn't sound like you ever plan on cheating, having lunch at a cafe with a female coworker, in my opinion, is not a big deal. And it seems like to me she's overreacting completely in the situation. And if anything, it kind of shows that she's not very trusting of you either. Just because it appears like something nefarious is going on does not mean that the context reflects that in the slightest. That's my opinion. Maybe you have a different opinion down below. We would love to hear it if you do. But hopefully, with whatever you decide to do, hopefully this conversation goes well. Because in my opinion, I think your girlfriend's being a little overreactive, and she's assuming something about you as a person that absolutely is not true. Today, I messed up by lying to my parents by claiming that I was gay just to avoid an arranged marriage. And now I regret my choice entirely. I feel really stupid, and I honestly don't know what to do. So first off, I'm pretty straight when it comes to who I'm attracted to. Let's just get that out of the way first and foremost. I'm also an Indian American male around 26 years of age. I'd also like to clear up some misconceptions around arranged marriages. A lot of non-Indians seem to think that it's literally your parents who choose who you marry, and that's that. But that's not really the case. Instead, it's more like your parents tap their network to find potential partners for you. If you like each other's pictures, then you guys meet in person, and then you decide whether or not you would want to get married. So basically, your parents are Tinder, and you get a meeting or two to decide whether or not you want to get married. It's not quite as bad as many people think of it, but the process feels super rushed, and I would rather date someone before I figure out if we're compatible or not. Anyways, my parents have recently been getting on my case about getting married. Apparently, I'm getting older, I need to settle down and give them grandchildren or something like that. Basically, every time I see them, them, which is fairly often since they live close by, they have a new potential match for me, a picture of some new girl, and ask me if I'd be willing to meet her. It's honestly super annoying, but I'm too non-confrontational to really put my foot down and say I don't want to have an arranged marriage. After all, if I do, they'd be argumentative or at the minimum have some kind of interrogation about why I don't want one. Anyways, I was thinking of ways I could get them to stop bothering me about getting married, and the idea in title popped up in my head. I decided it would be a lot easier to just come out as gay than to explain why I did not want an arranged marriage. My parents were fairly conservative, but they were not the type to disown their children, and if I just said I was gay, I'd have a solid reason to not get an arranged marriage, because then I just don't like girls so they can't bother me, right? So that's what I ended up doing last night as I was visiting them. They were showing me pictures of some girl, and I just looked them in the eyes and I said, "Mom, Dad, I'm gay." They then got really quiet and awkward and asked me if I was sure, and I said yes. My mom told me they'd love me no matter what and to do what makes me happy. My dad was a lot more awkward and quiet, but later gave me a similar talk about how he was a bit uncomfortable with the idea, but recognizes that times are changing and I should do what makes me happy. Overall, I did feel kind of bad because of how genuinely my parents seemed to respond to me, but I was definitely happy with the results. They stopped giving me arranged marriage proposals and stopped showing me pictures of girls. That is until last night when everything basically fell apart. I visited them as usual and was greeted by my mom, who was more excited than usual. She sat me down and pulled out a binder of a bunch of other guys. Apparently, my parents had spent the last month or so looking for any and all Indian men who could be my next husband. So now I guess I'm dealing with the exact same stuff, but instead of being greeted with pictures of cute Indian girls, I get to see pictures of guys all the time instead. At this point, the plan is to either find a girlfriend and tell my parents she totally turned me straight, or maybe end up just marrying a guy. Either way, I feel like an idiot and I seriously messed up my life. First and foremost, these parents are awesome. Not only were they accepting of their son under the assumption that yeah, they don't like women, but they also said, "Okay, we can help him get married. Let's find some guys that he might be interested in." But the truth of the matter is that the original poster is lying, and instead of just telling the truth and being like, "Hey, I don't want to do this right now," they decided to lie about something that you really should not lie about and have instead landed themselves in deep water. Like, at the age of 26, I think it's time to be honest with yourself and at least talk to your parents and say, "Hey, this is not what I want yet. I need some time. I want to figure things out." But lying to say that you're gay just to get out of that, in my opinion, definitely makes you a jerk. That was seriously not the right move to do, and it did not solve any of your problems, because now you're getting pictures of guys instead of girls. So hopefully for your own happiness and future, I think it might be a good idea to come back to your parents and be like, "Wait, I'm really sorry. I completely lied about this and I'm sorry." And based on the parents that you have, hopefully they will be understanding, because they literally went above and beyond to try and help you get things figured out. And I think it would be very disrespectful, as well as just straight up rude, to not tell them the truth about who you really are. Today, as I was serving a customer, they freaked out on me, got angry, and threw their utensils at the back of my head as I was walking away trying to serve their order. And as a result, they got banned from the restaurant forever. And I'm honestly still so angry about the situation. Here's what happened. So I used to work at a small mom and pop restaurant. It was a busy Friday night for us, and one of our waitresses had called off. So it was just me taking care of about 5 tables inside and 3 tables outside. I had a runner helping me out occasionally, but she wasn't comfortable taking orders since it was only her second day. I'm taking a table's order and I see a man outside waving me down. I told him I'd be with him in just a second and finish taking the table's order. I go outside and the man looks at me and says to me, "That was ridiculous. You should always seat a customer first before taking someone else's order." Mind you, he had already seated himself at an open table that had been reserved. I let him know that he couldn't sit there, and he got even more angry. He demands to be seated outside, even though the only available table was the reserved one. The table next to him chimes in and says they'll give him their table and that they would like to sit inside instead. So once the seating arrangements were situated, I finally take his order. Now, all of this seems well until I bring out his food. I set his food down, and just as I'm about to ask if he needs any condiments, this man starts shouting at me. "How am I supposed to eat this without any sauce? Do you think I'm an animal?" And as I'm turning to walk inside to bring this man his sauce, a pair of utensils go flying at the back of my head. He then shouts, "And bring me some real utensils this time." Since the tables were outside, outside, we don't put the expensive utensils out there because people just walk by and steal the utensils off the table. I go back inside and tell my manager what happened, and this guy got banned from ever coming back. Needless to say, I had a nice cry in the walk-in freezer before I went back to taking care of my tables, and they all tipped well since everyone had just seen what happened, which just might be the only silver lining to come out of this situation. How awful is that? This guy freaks out over something so small and clearly walked into that restaurant with a chip on his shoulder. Like, that's unacceptable to like the highest degree. He literally threw utensils at your head, like at the back of your head. Like, that's crazy to me. You have a lot more patience than I do, because I don't know if I would have bothered bringing a manager over there. There's just no way. Like, I'm seriously surprised the police were not involved for some kind of assault charge. Like, what if you turned around as he was throwing stuff and it got you in the eye or something like that? Like, that's crazy. There's no excuse for that in the slightest. But at least you have some good managers who had your back. They banned this guy from the restaurant, and hopefully he never comes back and you never have to deal with that kind of situation ever again. Thanks for watching. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications so you never miss a video. To finish listening to all the stories, use the playlist at the top of the description. And if you like Am I the Jerk, you're probably going to love Am I the Genius. Check it out in the description below and subscribe.